The family of a South Indian lake woman who died from injuries believed to be the result of an assault identified the victim as Noreen Tate on February 22. A press release sent out by Manitoba Kiwatinaui Oki Mekonik said Tate was surrounded by family when she died in hospital around 5 p.m. February 21, 2 days after she was brought to the community nursing station with life-threatening injuries and then medevaced to Winnipeg for further treatment. It is with deep sadness and profound grief we share the passing of our loved one, Noreen Ruth Tate, who was tragically taken from us, said the family's statement. As we navigate our grief, we thank the community and everyone for their love and support during this very difficult time. We ask the media and the community to respect our privacy while we are grieving. Tate leaves behind two daughters and grandchildren that she loved with her whole being, the statement said. Noreen was a loving, free spirit, with a beautiful smile, who loved to laugh and spend time with her friends and family, the statement read. She was a loving mother, nana, granddaughter, sister, auntie, niece, cousin, partner, and friend to many. She was sacred, she was loved, and she will be missed by all those who knew her. The family also decried the violence that took their loved one away from them. Noreen had the right to live and the right to feel safe in her community of South Indian Lake. Noreen's voice will not be silenced, our family will carry her voice forward. Manitoba RCMP said in a February 22 press release that a family member told South Indian Lake RCMP officers who came to the nursing station that Tate was believed to have been assaulted at a Wasagan Road residence. Her death is being investigated as a homicide by South Indian Lake RCMP, RCMP Major Crime Services and RCMP Forensic Identification Services.